Today we talk Soulja Boy, Chris Brown, Dylan Roof, Uber Eric Holder, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Magic Johnson, Alex Trebek, and more on today's Headlines with Headliners.
Kanisha been gone. She don't know we switched it up a little.
No, I heard you guys was in here rapping without me. I'm not turning up. Y'all rapped without me last time?
All right, not only do you have to turn up, you get to turn up while you roast us during a rap.
I don't have no raps and no roasts.
Okay.
Because I took an L, and now I'm back. Are you guys rapping?
Yo, when I'm in here, if I'm dancing, you know the song is hype. Yo, so here's the thing. We rapped last week, and in your
spirit, we need the instrumental.
In your essence, we needed you. Bring the instrumental.
You say you're mad.
So is this the new opening song now?
Yes.
Yeah.
We bounce back. It's 2017. Time to bounce back.
Nobody texts me on this. I didn't get an email.
What you want? You want to be something else?
No, honestly, I just would like somebody to go, it's about to be lit, and then wait for me to come before you guys get lit without me. I don't like to miss nothing.
Okay.
You didn't miss.
No, I heard you rap the whole show. You guys got two albums on the way out, double platinum. Biggie's in the back going on before
awesome,
every
real.
Story.
Baby, baby. Off last week's episode, I was like, I'm getting back in the studio.
Yeah, we were having a good time.
I have an appointment at the studio at 7 today.
See, that's not, and I don't have an appointment. No,
I got a song I'm putting out called Big Titty Little Titty.
Yeah. Hey, can I be in the video? That's the little titties.
Right.
Nate tried to not rap. He tried to be like, listen, we're talking about a serious topic. And I said, turn that beat up.
And that's how it happened.
There we go, right?
So here's what we're going to do, Teron. We're going to rap apologizing for leaving Nene out. Okay?
Yo.
Oh, I like this. Is what y'all was in here doing.
Yeah. I like my women with nice legs, yep, and thick thighs. Nene, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize. We was in here getting it, doing the headlines. With headliners, you see it, look into my eyes. You know I'm sorry. You know I apologize. I said it twice. Teron, get up in it.
This is what I'm saying when I was playing Atari.
Atari.
Kanisha. I'm sorry. How did it even feel when you not even here? We had to do something to make it feel like you was here with us. I can't even feel anything I'm saying. Kanisha, bust a bus.
Hey.
I tried my best not to cuss.
Hey.
Nate Jackson, Teron, it was just us.
Hey.
The Just Us League, and we don't rust.
Just us, talking about Teron and then me. It's not the same show, and you'll see it's empty. I'm trying to tell you, K-A-N-I-S-H-A, what we gonna do on the show? It's a new day. I got the beat mode.
And that's how beast mode.
I got the beat mode.
In the bathrobe, in the beast mode.
Oh, I'm feeling good.
In the beast mode.
She about to get it. Let her go. Cook.
Now I'm here, hey. And I'm feeling real good. Y'all shouldn't have did it, but you did.
Understood.
It's understood. My rap was kind of off because...
And had to go and cough.
Hey, but now I'm back, and I'm back on the beat, and it's dropping right now, and I'm looking
good. God,
like
dropped
some
a dime. I swear to God, and nothing you just said rhymed. I want you back in it. Cornelius Bennett, Popeye on that spinach, and you know that we is in it.
Okay,
come
we gotta,
on,
we gotta get the freestyle. The reason
you better stop because I'm about
first
to flame
all,
out.
My freestyle was whack. This is what happened when
you,
I didn't.
Actually, you know, it's funny because Tony terrible. Rock defended you when he was on the interview with Nate.
Yeah.
And Nate was like, yeah, Kanisha hasn't been dropping bars on the show. That's what he said. So
he was like, yo, Kanisha come through every year, you know what I'm saying, at the party, and she be smashing on dudes.
Yeah,
she does. Yeah. But
on the show.
On the show, she be like, I
it's
need to put some gas in my tank.
Topical stuff. Like, we want to rap about the things we just want to rap about.
Nah, Nene got hella flow. Yeah.
I do. Let me tell you what it is I don't
know. Are you going to admit it?
I'm going to admit that my bars I'm not drunk.
Exactly. I'm over here like, you going to admit it? Are you going to say it?
But I do flame and kill every Tony Rock party. I eat people to shreds. I drop the mic and I leave. Here, this coffee don't. It's I got split personality.
You're
and
too
this
sober.
Part of me doesn't rap.
Yeah, we should have activated her with a shot sip or something. So what y'all been up to, man? It's been a week. We got to do the, you know.
By the way, I won't be here next week.
Cool.
I'm going to Portland, which is near y'all's neck of the woods, this Friday.
What club you doing?
I am doing the University.
Nice.
Oregon. And then afterwards, when I fly back to LAX, I go right to Turkey. I don't even leave the airport. I'm just going straight to Turkey.
Got it.
B-O-T.
You?
So.
Well, hey guys. So I have, since I seen you, I have been given two shows. I have my own show at All Def Digital. Not only that, we are on MTV2 now. I hope you guys have caught it. So I've been on MTV2. My brother's been watching me from jail. Turn up. They get all the channels, 50 cent a month. I do pay that for him. So, and then I have a new show with me versus another comedian. And now we are both actually a new host on a new show that I have coming out on
IUD. Did you get the rant one?
How about it?
Yes.
Did you get the rant one?
How about it?
You got it, didn't you?
How about it?
Yes. Did you tell them who directed it?
Is that what I should have did?
I didn't direct it?
Tehran Von Goshery had the camera and was doing the In and Out movie.
Did you not? Hold on. First of all,
I actually did tell one of them that, yeah.
How come I'm not on ADD with both of you?
I told Tehran that I didn't think he would be on ADD. I didn't see.
I'm not in the business of typecasting. If they want to broaden their horizons and bring in some people who have other stuff to say,
they should. I think Tehran would be fantastic over there, actually.
I feel like I'm a voice that needs to be heard. There are people. Did you guys watch my Instagram stuff over the weekend when I did? I went to a hood party for my boy Brandon, and I did the Shasta commercials.
Oh, really?
Shasta. For that ass. Pepsi Coke. About to play dominoes. You can't yell dominoes, motherfucker. I'm a Pepsi and Coke.
Yeah, can you cuss on here?
I mean, you know what? We've broken some. We just rapped.
Okay.
Like, we headlines? Yo, this is just.
We can't.
I do have.
I
get away with a lot.
I do have, when you're ready, because I know it's not a story in there, but it's something that happened over the weekend that I was close to me.
What happened?
Okay, cool. So we'll go over it. There's the story. I'll do it when it's time, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's a thick one, too.
What is that?
It's a thick one.
It's a good one?
You get no lead.
Let's speed through. Let's speed through. These.
Story number one.
Yes. Bring the beat up.
Oh, my gosh. We're not doing this every week, but I will rap story number one. Let's get that instrumental.
Hey.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
Headlines with headliners. We back!
It's Tuesday and the club is going up, but on some real headlines and headliners is going down. The next story gotta do with Soldier Chris Brown. The fight ain't on no more and Soldier's acting the clown. He's on the gram and Twitter acting hella bitter like, why ain't we still fighting? Chris, what's up? I got your ass. You scared like a hoe. I'm gonna beat your lame ass. That's what he said, not me. Don't quote my line. I gotta say what I gotta say to get it off my mind. Ooh, I'm on fire. Shoot me off like a gun. And that's all I'm going to rap for story number one.
Hey.
And then we read it so it makes sense. Starting the day off with some unfortunate news, the highly anticipated battle of Fist, a.k.a. Black Eye, in Dubai. Between
you like that
R&B.
Moniker? I hate that moniker, thank you.
That was you?
Yeah, of course. There's you no should Black definitely, Eye in Dubai. That was a good one, right?
You should definitely hashtag that, yes, the Black good. Eye in Dubai.
Thank you.
Yeah, because it sounds like Black Guy, and they'll be the only ones.
Black Eye in Dubai.
All right, so the beef between R&B singer Chris Brown and R&B hater. Okay, all right. Soulja Brown has seemed to be called off. It was allegedly Chris Brown refuses to sign the contract. Soulja Boy and his fashion took to Instagram and Twitter to address the situation.
Soulja Brown.
Soulja Brown is.
Did I say Soulja Brown?
Soulja Boy is.
There's a lot of Soulja Boys in this. It's only one paragraph. It says Soulja Boy 104 times.
Here's the thing. Soulja Boy went to Instagram and was like calling him all types of names.
Yeah. Again.
Whack 100 said, you know, Chris Brown just didn't want to sign the contract. Chris Brown. And Soulja Boy finally was like, don't ask me. It's off. Don't ask me about it.
Well, I seen Chris Brown's response to it. Mm-hmm. And so basically Chris Brown is saying that the reason why he called it off is because so many people got involved and wanted the money from it. And if you've seen earlier videos, there were some blood OGs and gang member OGs stepped up and was like, we got to be in charge of this. We need a piece of the pie. So he said everybody was trying to come get the money, that he's just over it at this point. Too many people got involved. And that's the real reason why he called it off.
I can believe that.
Bad business.
A lot of people did seem to think that they had vested interest in this.
Yes.
Just because of names that were thrown, and I don't agree to that exact system, because I see a lot of times people feel that way. If you pay someone to dig a hole, you're paying them to dig that hole. If there's a diamond at the end of that hole, that is your diamond. That is not their diamond. They were paid to do a job, and that's it. But a lot of people then take that and go, well, why didn't I get a piece of the diamond?
Yeah.
I dug the hole. Yeah, you were paid for a job. And it's unfortunate because this happens in the rap, hip-hop, R&B game, where gangs and drugs and things like this get involved. There's never a... YouTube never goes to a town and then Blink-182 goes, you're not coming to our town. That doesn't happen. Any other music genre except for hip-hop and certain bits of R&B.
Yeah, well, because R&B is turning into R and rap. Like, they're saying, singing the same things rappers are saying.
Rap and blues.
It's kind of changed. With that as well, though, I think... for them to get involved and want some of the money. I kind of agree only on the bounds that neither one of these guys are from Compton and they're both claiming Compton. So if somebody comes to Seattle and is like, yeah, I'm the best comic from Seattle. It was like, nah. You're not from Seattle. So then if you start doing stuff based out of Seattle, I'm going to want my Seattle cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not from here. You're claiming here. We're the people that made Seattle hot. And now you want to claim Seattle. You
actually,
know what I'm saying?
The way you put it made me be like, you know what? They don't deserve a cut. Like, like, actually, you don't deserve a cut either. If someone claims Seattle, they just claim Seattle.
But like, I'm just saying, like, Compton,
if someone claims Seattle, you should get a cut.
Yeah, because they're not from Seattle, and Compton is such like that. That's one of the biggest cities, you know, like in hip hop, in music. You're not from Compton. You're claiming these gangs. You're not from these gangs. You're not from gang affiliation. People are out there dying every day for these gangs, putting in work for these gangs, and now you want to profit off my gang? Nah, you owe us some money so we could bail out the homies.
It makes sense in that sense because they primed the field for them to come play on it. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't even have the pass to do it. Really, they should do the whole fight in Compton.
Yeah.
Let me say something real quick, though, to all the people who wanted a piece of that pie, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's a million times zero? That's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's the problem when it comes to a lot of these entertainment decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a time where Puff was screwing everyone over, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, free Lox, free 112. Remember? That was a movement. How did 112 do after Puff?
What is
When's the last time you got a 112
when
album?
When was the last time they had a hit?
Exactly.
I remember when they...
So they might have got 10%.
All they're eating now is peaches and cream.
That's all they can afford.
They had to move. They're 106 now.
10%, they had a 10% cut of a lot of money. But now they're getting 100% of a zero.
Of zero.
They still got that road money, though.
Yeah, because I went to see him in concert, and it still was live.
And they're still
assigned.
And Slim is still gigging.
And I'm sure Puff's still somehow getting a piece of that pie.
At least.
Every time they sing a song that they need for a hit,
mm-hmm.
you know, baby, you can come see me. Puff himself standing right outside like,
what is this? Contracts in your pocket.
Hilarious, bro.
You know what's so crazy about this, too? Chris Pizzas Brown has money, first of all.
Chris Brown does have money.
He has money, so he doesn't have to do this, but it would...
So does Soulja Boy. Let's not act like Soulja Boy
actually does have...
ghostwritten a lot of
neither
stuff.
Neither one of them have
stuff.
To fight.
No, they don't. But I think it's the pressure from the hoods.
Yeah, but Chris is like, he's just going to have to catch these hands for free?
Yeah, that's basically what he said.
And that's how it should have been anyway. I don't know. This is a stupid fight to begin with.
It is.
It's like, why? Why does this continuously happen in hip-hop? Why does this happen in our community? You know why? Because we've been systematically bred in order to divide and conquer. We hate ourselves and we hate each other.
Well, I'm not going to break it all the way down to that, but I will do this.
It is true.
I'll make a prediction.
You don't see rock groups battling like... making songs against each other and going Guns N' Roses versus, you know, Metallica. That doesn't happen. It happens in the hip-hop community.
Yeah, but they
also
don't have the same producer.
You've never seen people on the golf course swing golf sticks at each other.
Yeah, no, there's actually a whole thing called golf beef.
I was going to say,
basketball,
hockey,
oh.
Them white boys be kicking each other's ass. Okay?
And then they hang out right after.
Well, that's what we've been bred. That's where they come from. So everything is a reflection of your background and how you've been raised. And black people,
I'm making a prediction.
I love a beef record.
What's your prediction?
My prediction is the fight is still going to happen. And because it was starting to lose buzz, they had to do something to get back in the news.
You know what? I can agree with that. Also,
because the way for everyone to have watched this was for this fight to have happened within 2 weeks of Soulja Boy dropping his phone in the street with the Fruit Bloods.
Because you know who Soulja Boy's beefing with right now, though? The Cash Me Outside girl. I don't know if you've seen the tweets between them two, but that's getting heated. And that would be, you know.
She's not going to stop.
No, she's not.
And we need to stop making those people famous.
I hate
when people say, oh, why is she acting so black? Listen, she's not acting black. She's acting ghetto. She's acting ratchet. There is a difference. If you don't believe me, ask Martin Luther King. Ask W.E.B. Du Bois.
Ask someone that's alive. Ask us.
You know, ask President Obama. Like, why is she acting black? No, she's acting ratchet, ghetto. And there's socioeconomically poor white people, especially in the South, that act exactly the same way. But that stereotype only applies to a certain... pigmented segment of the population.
And I do want to say, and there has been a lot of black and Latino people that are been talked about so bad for acting the way that she acts, and I think it is the most white privileged ever thing
100%.
To freaking get famous off of being ghetto. You know
100%.
What I'm saying?
When we appropriate a culture and then you take it to the next level. You're on Dr. Phil? Like, are you serious right now? Why does this girl even exist? This is how we get rid of her. Stop paying attention to her.
First of all, that song is lit, though.
It's going to be a problem. That?
Catch me outside. The hoes are laughing. Yep. The hoes are... The song is fire.
The hoes are laughing.
Yep. The way they flipped me. Listen, it's like, we're creative.
There's one specific person who's been responsible for several viral sensations as of late, and that is Remix Got Swayed.
Yes.
Okay? That's who gave us the last two or three challenges. Yep. The last two or three... You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. He took a soundbite from her joint, put her on... Dr. Phil is re-famous.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't relevant. Last thing he did was like at the end of Madea Goes to Jail. Otherwise, people were not watching Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil wasn't relevant.
He wasn't.
Yeah. No.
And you knew what he was doing. He was gassing her up. The hoes are laughing.
Yep.
What? What do you mean the hoes are laughing? Trying to get her to keep going. I said.
Sad state. Where there used to be a time where you were famous because you were talented.
Yeah.
And now we think that being famous is a talent on its
own.
Well,
now the issue is if somebody gains notoriety from good, bad, or indifferent, there is now systems in place where somebody can be signed as talent, and then they go through their steps of verifying that person, trying to give them validity, putting them with people who already have validity, and having them be seen in that light. So she's doing things like she's in Hollywood, she's going to the Catch.
Yeah, she's fighting against him. And she told Soulja Boy, I made more than you this week than you made all year. Like, stuff like that to keep her momentum
how
going.
Does she make money?
She's doing club walkthroughs.
Promo.
She's 16.
Yeah, she's...
But her mom is down.
She's now verified on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So and her promotion. Agency has already got her with Logan Paul, one of the top social media influencers.
In the Kodak Black new music video.
Hey, like guys, Cash Me Outside. How about that? I'm going to do something. Oh, look, I just threw something. Let's make that viral.
I mean, if somebody makes a song of it.
Yeah.
I just threw something.
Okay, can we please go to the next story?
We can, but she ain't going nowhere.
She's not going anywhere. Because
other people have leveraged their careers to make sure she ain't going nowhere.
And another thing to end the Soulja Boy and Chris Brown thing, if we would just bring back the Source Awards, they would have been able to fight there and this would have been over.
Source Awards used to be hilarious.
If you had beef, that's where it went down.
Yeah, right.
If you don't want your producer all up in the video.
Catching you outside.
All up in the radio.
All right, so I'm ready to go on to story number two. A South Carolina man with white supremacist ties was arrested for purchasing a
gun. Bring that, no. You were waiting. No.
Am I supposed to
no,
do
no,
it?
No, we don't have.
Thank you. Purchasing a gun with the intent to carry out a killing spree in the spirit of Dylann Roof. Benjamin Thomas Samuel. This is all one person?
One name.
Benjamin Thomas Samuel McDowell.
That's
was
what he's
arrested
mad about.
Last Wednesday after purchasing a .40 caliber Glock and ammunition from an undercover FBI agent. Roof is infamous for murdering 9 black churchgoers.
And that's who inspired his action. And this guy right here
is looking like a beat down howdy doody.
Wanted to perpetrate a similar
which is called a copycat crime
against Jews, possibly blacks. And it's the concept isn't he's supposed to get arrested. I hope he goes to jail for 25 years. The concept is that this is what's being inspired in this country right now.
Yeah, people are going to be sliding all up in that neck.
Let me tell you something. They should. The right first person jail. He should shoot is his barber. Hey, I think he's mad about a lot of other things. The barber needs to be shot.
His haircut looked like somebody called him while he was getting his front bangs clipped. Hey, man, yes. That's what he need to shoot.
Yeah, I mean, we can make fun of him. No, we're going to make fun of him. Want.
Ready, go.
But...
Ready to go.
I don't make... Listen, I'm not going to make fun of the St. Puff Marshmallow Man. I used to love him in Ghostbusters.
There you go. He looks like the black
Angry
Bird.
He's my favorite part of Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Oh, he does.
The one that blows up. Somebody snorted just like
I
the pig.
Those little things.
All right, so we're going to get off this because this dude is trash. I'm glad they caught
but
him.
The FBI is doing their thing. I do want to show a picture of the 9 victims from...
Yeah, because that's what we need to
that's
be looking at.
That's who we need to pay attention to. Not to those guys.
Forget
not
the
to
killers.
Those clowns. To these guys. Rest in peace.
And I think for crimes like that, they need to, when they put him in jail, I think they need to just drop him off in the black population or drop him off in Compton. Like somewhere just like, oh, really? That's what you want to do? Like, I'm all for that type of punishment. I know you're not, but I am. Kick his bleep.
You know what's actually very interesting about something you just said, dropping him off in Compton or in the black population? When it comes to things of this nature,
they'll probably pray for him before.
They pray for him. Yes. It's actually black
Everybody
families.
Everybody ain't praying.
Black families, I know, but statistically speaking, when it comes to the forgiveness aspect,
they even have a thing. We're big
Black families are so much more likely to forgive the assailant, unless it's towards a daughter, but towards a family member, and they, especially in something like this, and they tend to pray for the person and things of this nature. And it's actually very interesting how that works out. And it just shows of a character of hope that exists within the Black population,
which was enslaved during slavery as well. You know, because you were hoping to get
anyone
out of
else would have been
it.
Broken. Their will would have been broken, but Black will is that strong, and that's why it's such a shame when I see things that show otherwise.
That's right. Where there's a will, there's a Black a way. Story number three: the rideshare app Uber has had its fair share of PR problems lately. The latest one being a widely circulated blog regarding sexual harassment and discrimination. Susan Fowler Rigetti stated that during her years as an engineer at Uber, she and other female staff repeatedly experienced harassment and discrimination, and yet nothing was done by human resources. Uber has hired former attorney Eric Holder to lead their investigation.
They need to calm down.
Uber's having a lot of problems.
Yeah, they are.
Attorney General, you got to bring in the Attorney General to investigate.
Former Attorney General.
Yeah. So this
I
must
think that's
be in
good.
The
that's
office.
Uber saying we're not messing around.
Well, it's also because her blog went super viral over the weekend. And what happened was there were several women that complained about this one specific manager. And each time they went to Human Resources, A, downplayed it, told each one that it was their first offense or to leave the team. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't his first offense. And they never documented the situation. Mm. So especially when it comes to engineering, science fields, where there is a lack of women. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a much larger pool of women entering those occupations. We need to be aware of things. Sexual harassment in the workplace is not okay.
It's not.
It is not. It is not. The fact that we even have sexual harassment. When Nate and I leave the club at night, we just go home. When Kenesha leaves the club, she got to be like, am I going to make it home? That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Kenesha's out there sexually harassing dudes.
I know, but I didn't.
Let me see your dick.
I don't know. Am I going to make it home with one of them?
That's a quote. That's a quote.
But no, it is a real thing. You know, I've never really dealt with sexual harassment. The sexual harassment I did have was actually from a female employee, so that puts a flip side on it.
Somebody tried you.
A few times, but then I use it to my advantage to make, you know, manager. So, but that's just me. Not everybody is built like me, and it's... I guess this is a terrible thing to say, but because I grew up with it in my own home, I'm not uber sensitive to it like I should be, so I know how to play on it, and... this is a weird conversation to be having.
It's an honest conversation.
No, you're saying that based on situations, whether they were good or bad, you have experience with this to where you're like, you throw it all off. Off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's not what it should
people,
be.
This sticks.
But it shouldn't be like that.
There shouldn't be a situation where men or women are feeling harassed in the workplace, in the school place, in the public atmosphere, at home. We just need to drop that mentality. It's very easy. We're not animals.
But the reason why we can't drop it is the fact that this human resources is not doing anything about it. And it's just like the same thing with
the
cop killings and everything else. If nobody is held
accountable,
then you're going to keep doing it. And the people around you aren't being held accountable. And this guy at this point knows he can get away with it because he's had all these complaints and nothing has been done. So nothing is going to stop him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that is where it starts. It always starts at the top.
Yeah, that's organizational structural problems. Organizational communications issues from the bottom to the top. That's what they're dealing with. I think it would be interesting and funny if they do this full investigation and find out that the guy was just telling different women around the office that he was going to grab them in the pussy.
Make work great again, huh?
Right? All right, so I'm going to insert a story. The story that I'm inserting is Norma McCorvey, the Jane Roe of Roe versus Wade, died at the age of 69.
And I did want to put that out there because this is a shero of mine. And she has passed away and is a big controversial case. And coming up with what's going on in the election and them trying to overturn, well, not the election, but the presidency right now is trying to overturn. And if people that don't know what Roe versus Wade is, that is abortion.
But can I say something?
What?
She's a big part of them trying to overturn.
No, I know, but excuse me. She is now a big part. She said she was going to spend, she was a born-again Christian, and so she fought to have it overturned. But I don't care how hard she fought to to have it overturned. She originally was the person that got it instated. And so that is why she's still a shero of mine. It doesn't matter. I know she changed her mind at the end, and that has a lot to do with personal things and religion, but she was the one that stood at the front lines and took this to the Supreme Court to get it what it is now.
She's a hero regardless of what side she was fighting for.
Yeah. Well, originally she was for, you know, and then she changed her mind.
She was pro-choice and then became anti-abortion.
Yes, yeah. With getting saved and all those type of things. But
the umpteenth degree.
Yes.
And is the reason why a lot of these overturnings did happen and precedents were set. She said she was part of the original precedent and then did everything in her power from then on to reverse it.
Is, I think, the selfish, crazy thing in the world, but I don't care.
So when Rosa Parks joined the KKK, we're just going to remember the time she sat on the bus. I can't go along with that. She died. People die
every day, B.
It's not about people dying every day, but I'm just saying this is something that is still we're facing right now. You know what I'm saying? That we're still dealing with right now of trying not to get this over.
It'd be one thing had she, you know, was if she stayed on her side as a Roe versus Roe and never jumped the other side. But she did a lot of...
She did. I don't care.
If you're pro-choice, she did a lot of damage to your movement after she...
But you wouldn't even been allowed to be pro-choice if it wasn't for her. There wouldn't be a certain thing
at that time. But what we're saying, what I'm telling you is,
I think she's full of hell for it. Don't get me wrong.
Once she switched sides, she did. She worked hard on the other side,
and she was actually a reason why a lot of these healthcare, the planning, a lot of laws were instated. She helped instigate a lot of the legislation, and unfortunately, it led to a lot of young teens not being able to get abortions. And now, here's the thing. As a man, I don't feel like I have the right to even speak on abortion as much, simply because it doesn't affect me as much. The same way I feel that when it comes to black issues, that it shouldn't be a room full of white men making a decision on black issues. It should be, if nothing else, there should be a majority black participation. It should be majority women speaking on this issue. I do say this, is that for anyone that thinks that a fetus and a person are the same, I understand that. When these kids are born, instead of picketing, adopt them.
Yeah.
And for the same people who feel that way, I feel like we should test. I'm going to take a fetus and I'm going to take a person and throw them off a cliff and show me which one you catch. You know, because if it's the same, then we should have no ponderance on which person we decide. We would be just stuck like I can't figure it out. So I have no personal opinion on abortion other than I believe in pro-choice simply because I believe every single person should have the right to choose within a reasonable amount of time.
Yes.
So it's not like pro-choice, baby's about to come tomorrow. You're like, I'm not really feeling Julia.
Right. You can't do it after you get a call from the principal.
Yeah. Damn it.
But I do believe in pro-choice simply because I also believe in a lot of things that do not necessarily pertain to me. I believe people should have the right to choose.
I believe in choice. I can say that. I believe in choice. And I'm not saying they have... When I say believe in choice, that doesn't mean you have to.
Are you trying?
No. I think a woman has... It's her body. She should be able to choose yes or no if she wants to or not.
Yeah.
To say this is how it's going to be and what you have to do with your body, I think that's outrageous.
I do think we should talk about father's rights sometime, because sometimes it's not just the mother who's taking the burden, but sometimes the father wants the baby, the mother doesn't. There needs to be a discussion.
Yes.
But ultimately, like, even if I'm anti-abortion, I would be pro pushing you down the fucking stairs.
Hey.
But I'm just saying.
How about it?
But seriously, I'm when it comes to abortion, I think it's something where there should be the women of the world, these Elizabeth Warrens and Kenesha Busses in the same room and coming up with a final decision.
You don't even know how long I have stood outside of Planned Parenthood arguing this, like literally 4 or 5 hours at a time, and then I just have to walk away. I have to agree to disagree because it's two very, very strong sides, even though I feel like mine makes more sense. And
a baby, a fetus is a life. Forget those Syrians. They can't come over. Let them die. Okay.
Right, the hypocrisy. So we're going to move on to the next story, story number 4, and bring the beat back so we can get on a lighter note fast.
Yo, headlines with headliners. You know what it is. Nate Jackson, Kenesha Bus, Teron the Don. We in a building, heartthrob, bathrobe, heartthrob. Let's go.
You heard Teron. He said our names. Story number 4 is about the All-Star game. I got to get it. About these mains. I'm talking about John Wall and LeBron James, the MVP, Anthony D, Avis with the one eyebrow that's connected. It don't matter, don't check it. I get it and then I wreck it. I'm trying to tell you I'm Nate and I'm talking about these teammates. I'm talking about what it is. I'm on a show, ADD ranting. I'm talking about Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. Stop it. Because I just heated up.
Wow.
The Western Conference beat the Eastern Conference unsurprisingly, 192-182 in this weekend's NBA All-Star game. Several highlights include Anthony Davis winning the MVP, which you heard in my bars. LeBron James, which you heard in my bars. Near half-court three-point shot. A little excitement when Russell Westbrook, which you heard in my bars. And John Wall, which you heard in my bars. Though the two laughed about it after, the real excitement was to come when ex-teammates and ex-best friends Kevin Durant, which you heard in my bars, and Russell Westbrook, who played for the same team, were to meet. The two seemed to avoid each other for the entirety of the weekend, only connecting during a fantastic alley-oop.
So let's play some of that video. Let's play. This is where they're... Look, you see Kevin Durant, you see Russell Westbrook, and look how he just sidesteps just to go around. Because they... I mean, they... This was a real Chris Brown, Soulja Boy. Okay, let's go to the next video. So in the next video... We see this fantastic alley-oop. And now with the alley-oop, what happens is they connect on alley-oop and everyone goes crazy because of how this had played out. Westbrook brings it down. Boom. Right. Boom. Westbrook brings it down and it's old OKC back again.
Right.
So that's it. I mean, the speaker, everyone's going for it, just celebrating. Everybody's if you bring excited. Up another clip, let's see the celebration on the bench, please. If you watch the celebration on the bench, so Russell Westbrook, point guards, brings it up, passes it to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, no look, throws it up high. And this is the reaction when Russell Westbrook
does. Is that Steph? Because he be acting up.
It's Allen. Craziness. Water.
Yeah, you would think they were the love each other.
You know
come
how
on, guys.
It is not to mess with somebody when everybody's being extra positive around you. Like, ah.
Right, then everybody goes to talking through their hands again, yeah. Trying to cover up their lips so they can't be lip read.
Well, I mean, and let's have a quick discussion on Kevin Durant leaving OKC mm-hmm. to go to Golden State, who just beat them, mm-hmm. in order to win a ring. How do you feel about that?
I feel like Kevin Durant was on a team that got snatched from Seattle in the first place, I don't care.
He's really pledged his loyalty to the Supersonics, okay, so let's take
that Seattle-ness out of it.
Can't do it.
You can't do it.
Okay. Well,
we don't mess with OKC.
Personally, I understand the concept of loyalty.
If you're in professional sports, it's to win championships, and that's what this man is trying to do.
But I understand the concept of loyalty, and there used to be a time where we had team loyalty. Magic Johnson, the Lakers. Michael Jordan, the Bulls. Larry Bird, the Celtics. That's where they came, played, and stayed their entirety of their careers. I understand the need and the want for that kind of loyalty.
Yeah,
there's something noble.
That time is over. Yeah, I just watched the Celtics celebrate Paul Pierce's last game at the Garden while he was playing for an entirely different team.
I understand. And that's
it's the owners too. You gotta double down. Brett Favre is in the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, but he finishes seasons out at the Vikings.
With the Vikings. And that's why people don't understand that, and it's easy for us at home to judge them when we're not the ones offered millions of dollars and rings.
Peyton Manning was a career Bronco or career Colt. Indianapolis Colts led him to several Super Bowls and then got let go upon his injury, goes to the Broncos and takes them to the Super Bowl. So it's the owners letting people go either on time or not on time.
Because it is a business at the end of the day, but I still wish there was a nobility in sports.
I know what you're saying. We like Kobe. You knew he wasn't going nowhere. He was a Laker. You couldn't even see him.
I miss the nobility.
Speaking of Lakers, let me jump into story number 5 because it fits perfectly.
Okay.
In more sports-related news, former Laker and Magic Johnson is back with the Lakers.
You didn't
want
to say HIV?
Good God.
Okay.
And Magic
Johnson. We can't forget that.
Well, I don't think we do. Because he's clearly magical. He survived it.
He did. And we need to talk about that.
Magic Johnson is back with the Lakers. Okay. The magical point guard has been officially hired as the Los Angeles Lakers president of basketball operations. I don't know if that's a BEO. Anyway, after returning to the organization as an advisor earlier this month. So in 1 month, he showed them whatever he needed to show them that they're like, you can run it all.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why they brought him back in the first place. I just want to say that Magic Johnson
took an L and then bounced back.
He is the king. Listen.
I just want to know, is there going to be more TGI Fridays? I love Magic Johnson Fridays. Like, right? What else is he going to open? Because he has 432.
Tell you what he's not
going
to open. Legs. Good God.
He still gets it. And on top of that, they're saying the HIV is gone. And I just think.
I don't think he never had it, but that's another story.
He definitely had it. And that's, to me, the testament of what money can do. Money can solve problems beyond problems. Like, he got treatment the same way
Dr.
Sammy. gets stem cell stuff in his leg.
Well, I mean, or the same reason that you created a disease in a lab and then you have the cure and so you can afford it.
Possibly not, but he afforded it. And it's like, he makes me want to get HIV. Like, yo, where did that theater come from?
Well, can he get rid of asthma? Because I'm having a hard time. Right?
So listen, we had a bunch of stories we were going to do. We had two more. We're going to finish that one good and another one strong, but we have 2 minutes left and I want to make sure that people know where they can find you guys online via social media or just
Well,
where
can
they
we do
can
the last
you.
Story? Let's do the Alex Trebek story. All right, let's do it. We got to do it.
Fast. All right. Story number six. The most gangster show on TV got even more gangster when the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, hosted the category Let's Rap Kids, in which he rapped the lyrics to the answers in a way that only Alex Trebek can.
Roll that beautiful beat.
Now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to start Wheezy because the F is for finisher.
Hilarious.
Panda, 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 panda. They mad, they ain't famous. They mad, they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
What?
I was just getting into this rap thing. I'm not too good at it, but I was getting into it. We'll come back in a moment.
Tell Sway to remix that, because that is amazing.
I'm pretty sure he's already on it.
Yes. Because that was amazing.
That's too good.
That's my dream in life, is to go on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Remember White Man Can Jump?
Yeah.
And Rosie Perez got on Jeopardy, and it was like tailored to her.
Perfect.
I want to be on Jeopardy, because you know those people just didn't really know what.
Except that Asian girl was lit. She
knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was down with the Brown.
Because they be dancing. So they be knowing all.
They be dancing revolutionary.
So I just, that's my dream in life, to have been on that show.
Nice.
And just, I just won that. I swept that category.
Yes.
Yeah. Which one was Nameless? Nameless, we're still hood famous. Is that Big Sean?
And guys.
I swept the categories. What happened?
I don't even remember which song. I know which song you're talking about, but.
They're mad because I'm famous and they're still nameless. Yeah, I'm hood famous. Yeah, I'm hood famous.
Yeah, he's hood famous. It's
Who was the artist?
What is Asian girl? Where's the Asian girl when you need her?
All right, so that is the end of the show. If you know it, leave it in the comments below. Please like, subscribe to the channel. Make sure you keep up with us right here at Headlines with Headliners. Teron Van Gostry.
At I Am Teron all across social atmosphere. Find me Mondays and Thursdays at 10 p.m. at the Laugh Factory. And check out my radio show, Imperfect Gentlemen, on Dash and XM Radio. Thank you.
Kanisha is comedy. And now you can watch me on MTV2 on all deaf digital TV. So tune in to ADD. And, I just blanked, so I'll tell you guys next week.
All right. The back half of MTV Wildin' Out Season 8 airs on Thursday, March 2nd. Also that night, I'll be having Super Funny Comedy Show in Tacoma, Washington, starring Tony Baker. Check that out at superfunnycomedyshow.com. You can check me out online on Instagram. I'm popping right now today. It's a good day.
Pop.
At Mr. Nate Jackson. And please make sure you follow me or check out my website, natejacksoncomedy.com, because I'm actually about to tour the world. London and Japan are up next.
I want to go.
Peace.
I'm going to Turkey. Does that?
I'm getting a turkey sandwich.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.